Book 4, Chapter 7. How it was indicated by a light from heaven where the bodies of the nuns should be buried in the monastery of Barachingum. In this monastery, many miracles were wrought, accounts of which have been committed to writing by those who were acquainted with them, that their memory might be preserved, and succeeding generations edified. And these are in the possession of many persons. Some of them we also have taken pains to include in our history of the church. At the time of the pestilence, already often mentioned, which ravaged all the country far and wide, it had also seized on that part of this monastery where the men abode, and they were daily hurried away to the Lord. The careful mother of the community began often to inquire of the sisters, when they were gathered together, in what part of the monastery they desired to be buried, and a cemetery to be made, when the same affliction should fall upon that part of the monastery, in which the handmaids of the Lord dwelt together apart from the men, and they should be snatched away out of this world by the same destruction as the rest. Receiving no certain answer from the sisters, though she often questioned them, she and all of them received a most certain answer from the divine providence. For one night, after matins had been sung, and those handmaids of Christ had gone out of their chapel to the tombs of the brothers who had departed this life before them, and were singing the customary songs of praise to the Lord, on a sudden a light from heaven, like a great sheet, came down upon them all, and struck them with such amazement that, in consternation, they even left off singing their hymn. But that resplendent light, in comparison wherewith the sun at noonday might seem dark, soon after rising from that place, removed to the south side of the monastery, that is, to the westward of the chapel, and having continued there some time, and rested upon those parts, in the sight of them all, withdrew itself again to heaven, leaving no doubt in the minds of all, but that the same light, which was to lead or to receive the souls of those handmaids of Christ into heaven, also showed the place in which their bodies were to rest and await the day of the resurrection. The radiance of this light was so great that one of the older brethren, who at the same time was in their chapel with another younger than himself, related in the morning that the rays of light which came in at the crannies of the doors and windows seemed to exceed the utmost brightness of daylight.